Ryan Bailey, hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You're here. Thank you for being a guest on Labors for Neighbors, sir.
Happy to.
Man, we haven't seen each other in 20 years or 22.
At least. Something like that.
But you're no longer at Redeemer Presbyterian Church lately, are you?
No, I haven't lived in New York since 2002.
What city do you live in?
Atlanta.
Whoa, mama!
Yeah.
Mama. We could go there, but let's not go there right now. A part of the reason that you are a good Labors for Neighbors guest is that why I thought of you as a good guest, and that is that you struck me in the last several days. You struck me as my recollection is cheerful, inevitably cheerful, and in the best sort of way, where it's not just superficial, where it goes down into your DNA. And what I wanted to ask you first was, where do you get your cheerfulness from?
That's a great question. So I'm guessing it's wired in, man. My personality type is known for being more cheerful.
But do you have a mom or dad or uncle or aunt or a professor or pastor that contribute? No, you're Mr. Cheer yourself. You invented it.
My mom came out of the womb this way. So some of my friends when I was young called me Smiley. So.
And nobody in your family tree to speak of has your cheerfulness to speak of.
Not that I can think of.
But where do you, and so you don't know where you got it from, do you?
Not at all. Not at all.
I was looking at your CV, and I know that you're a leadership counselor, leadership coach. And how long have you been doing that?
Yeah, so I've been specifically just with the leadership coaching part. There were parts that I did back in the 90s that I didn't realize was coaching. But let's just say officially since 2009.
Okay. And leadership training is coaching people to be good leaders in their various capacities, various.
Yeah, so usually working with a leader that's really fantastic at leading, but they usually want somebody that helps them move to the next level. So a lot of what I do is kind of on the soft skills side. So the interpersonal relationships, building empathy, kind of handling the people part. So a lot of these guys are masters at the task part. But now they want to improve, let's say, the people part. And so working with emotional intelligence or helping them understand personality types, helping them understand how to reach their people with solid messages is a lot of what I do. But all of it fits under an umbrella of building high-performing teams.
I would bet a nickel or a quarter or a dollar that you are a good leader or have shown good leadership traits yourself. Where did you get your leadership traits in your upbringing?
So both my parents are surgeons, and they ran their own practices. They are very used to being in command, very used. My leadership style is different than theirs, but still I think some of it came from them. And then just throughout my life, I kind of always had some sort of leadership position. So people would just vote me in for something and then we would take off from there.
What is your, looking back in the last, since I've known you, the last 25 years, what has been your, this could be any facet of your life, really, where you have, where you're proudest of your contribution to society, to your neighborhood, your neighbors?
That's a great question. There's a mega church that I was working with where the leaders were not believers. They thought they were, but they really didn't get the gospel. And the incoming leaders were believers. They really did get the gospel. And so helping them manage a very difficult transition and helping that church get more infused with the gospel and get it in ways that they hadn't gotten it before.
Did they hire you or you just did it?
They hired me.
I see.
So I worked with them for almost 3 years.
And you smoothed the transition.
Yeah. So a lot of what I did was help people get used to So the leaders had very different leadership styles. So that was one of the things that was happening. And so it was the guy going out had a command style. The guy coming in had much more of a relational style. So the guy coming in could have been viewed as weak. He was much younger. So he was in his 30s, like 33, if I remember correctly, or 34. The guy going out was retiring. He was 65 or 66, right around there. So a lot of it was just helping this staff to adjust to a different leadership style and then building a team around the new leader that can do a lot of the things that the outgoing leader did, but then let the new leader shine in his style. And that was a blast. That was fantastic. That was great.
See, I don't know that story or that anecdote from Adam, but what little I know is that you, because of your work and because of your labors, you contributed to the transition, you contributed to the harmony of the church and the vitality of the church, and have contributed to the blessings that have come out of the church in the last how many years?
So that was back in 2011. Yeah, 2011.
And that was Atlanta?
No. I can't say what state because it violates confidentiality.
I hear you. I should not have even said that. One thing I noticed in your CV is you are big in chambers of commerce. Tell me about you. How you have known about chambers of commerce at your earliest age.
Yes. So I don't remember how I first found out about chambers of commerce, but there's a variety of different chambers of commerce throughout Atlanta, and I just found out through different people which are the ones that they felt were great to invest in and which ones maybe weren't as great to invest in, and I signed up for those that were.
Why are chambers of commerce useful and helpful to the community?
In part because it gives us a kind of solid network base for the members who are kind of like-minded in many ways, and then also provides opportunity for their businesses themselves to be better known, to grow, to attract clients, and then be able to serve the community at large in a variety of different ways.
So it's overwhelmingly network?
The ones that I joined kind of were more oriented that way. I have to admit, I haven't been that great of a member. I've gotten super busy in the last couple of years. So I haven't attended as many meetings as I once did.
I don't know your charities from Adam. What do you feel like you gave at the office after the course of your work day and are emotionally exhausted, or do you find that you're able to contribute to the community in the evening on the weekends?
So a lot of my work is in the helping profession. So not only do I have the kind of the organizational effectiveness side where I'm working with companies and churches, but I also have a Christian counseling practice. And I still do a fair amount of counseling. So a lot of where I see what you're asking now is I feel like it's happening on both sides, but the Christian counseling practice is probably where it comes in. And then I speak Spanish fluently. And so it provides, there are very few Spanish speaking therapists in Atlanta. And oftentimes, we're doing things or I'm doing things for clients at a much reduced rate in order to help out. So I would say that's a big way we do it. Then our family's very big on giving to not just our church, but to organizations like Redeemer City to City or to Compassion International or a bunch of missionaries or a bunch of other people like that. And then what else do we do? We sometimes have done things like feeding the homeless or, providing things for families in need. And so there's a variety of things that my wife has done as well. Like she sewed a whole mess of masks. And so there were a lot of physician friends who were running out when COVID hit, and she just whipped out, I don't know, like 40 of them, 50 of them, and brought them over. So there's different ways in which we do.
You how long have you been married?
Closing in on 18 years.
We just celebrated 25.
I can remember your wedding well.
That's right. I've seen photos of you in it. in attendance. Obviously part of your labors for neighbors comes out of your marriage and comes out of you're a father.
Yep.
You're a father of
three
boys or two boys and a girl?
twin boys and a little girl.
So that's part of your blessing the neighborhood. One of the last questions that I will ask you, what is your hardest work, the work that you really kind of sort of are either not good at or don't like to do and like to kind of shy away from and don't and not do?
Probably things having to do with like high level personality disorders or like schizophrenia kind of work or things like that. I just don't feel like I'm that equipped to do it. So I usually wind up passing on those. And then,
you and me both, my friend, Mamacita. And then what is your favorite work that you gravitate toward that you're great at and you enjoy doing the most?
I love helping to build high performing teams, whether they're in a church or in a company. Most of the work we've done is with companies, but I love doing that work. That's a lot of fun.
5, 6, 9 years from now, do you picture yourself in Atlanta?
Yeah, I don't think we're ever going to move. It's really hard to rebuild a practice that's heavily based on word of mouth. And even though I've got clients in all 6 continents, the vast majority is in Atlanta.
What led you to Atlanta to begin with?
So my wife and I, when I was finishing up seminary, I finished it in Charlotte, and then we were living there for about 7, 8 years, and then an opportunity opened up for us to move to Atlanta. And I think I was craving a larger city, just having been raised in Manhattan, and I found Charlotte to be really small. My wife wanted to get back to Georgia. She considers St. Simon's Island, Georgia, home. Mm. And so that's where she first taught when she graduated from college. And so Atlanta seemed like a natural choice.
I appreciate the fact that you're blessing labors for neighbors in Atlanta. Their gain is our loss in New York City. I love your last name because I don't know how often you're compared to George Bailey, but part of George's charm is his cheerfulness, you know. I equate you with George Bailey. Keep up the good work, Ryan Bailey.
I appreciate it.
King of Labors for Neighbors in Hotlanta.
That's awesome.
Good chatting with you.
Good chatting with you as well.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.